Welcome everybody. We have a guest on our channel. So would you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Saili Digambar, and I'm originally from India but living in USA since last 5 years now. And
which part of India?
In Pune, which is near Mumbai.
So how did you come to US?
I came to US because I got married and my husband was in USA working for an IT company, so I ended up in USA as well.
And you came on H-4 visa or?
Yes, I first came here on H-4 visa and then later on I got my EAD.
So what's your college degree?
My college degree is engineering in electronics and telecommunications.
Did you ever work in the field back home?
Yes, I did work in QA field in India for some time, and then I came here, but since I took little time to get my working visa, I got a break in my career.
Wait a second, you worked in software QA or telecom equipment QA or what kind of QA?
Software QA.
In India?
Yes.
Okay, and then you came here, how big was the gap?
It was quite big, 3 to 4 years almost.
So you didn't feel comfortable going to the job market, or you tried and it didn't work. What brought you to the school?
There were a lot of reasons. First of all, cracking job market in USA is very, very difficult. And I can say it now that it's Fortnum School that will tell you how to go about it, and that too confidently. And when I tried it on my own, it was very hard. I didn't know the knacks of how to do it in USA. And of course, the market gets updated and you have to update yourself with new skills and technologies, and you have to get back in touch with the knowledge area again.
But how did you learn about our existence?
It was through YouTube, of course. I was looking for a mobile testing course, and Portnow was the only school available in USA who was providing a course in mobile testing, and which was an upcoming thing. And so that's how I ended up, seeing Michael's video online, and I was very impressed by the way he was giving the confidence to the students. So I just thought, okay, let's give it a try.
So you are kind of rare a person here, because normally our students would come through connections. They know someone who knows someone, just word of mouth.
But when I looked for the school, I was in New Jersey, and then I shifted to California, and I was so lucky that...
But wait a second. So you lived in New Jersey?
Yes.
But how did you come to California?
Because again, my husband's job got shifted to California.
Oh, okay. It just happened.
Yes, it just happened.
Okay.
And happened for good. I'm so happy.
Okay. In terms of learning, so you come to the school and you did work in software QA.
Yes.
Did you learn anything new, or you just refreshed what you knew, or what kind of transition happened to you in terms of learning?
It was both. I of course got in touch, with what I already knew, because it was kind of brushing up on my knowledge again, which, obviously with a gap in career, you tend to forget a little bit, and you have to know those technical terms again and what is new in the market. So that was the first part. But of course, the second part was a lot of update in my knowledge, upgradation in my knowledge in terms of automation, in terms of mobile testing, and some part of manual testing as well.
So did you know there's an internship included into the package, or when you enrolled you didn't pay attention, or you didn't know it is there?
Initially, when I thought about Portnow, I didn't know about the internship. But when I enrolled, I got to know about the internship, and I was all the more excited because, obviously what at the end what you want is a job. So, and if you're getting that through school and with a guarantee, then of course it is something.
How many interviews did you have through the school?
I hardly had two, because I got through in both of them.
So both ended up in with an offer?
Yes.
So just tell us about, maybe you don't need the company names, but what kind of offers did you get?
I got two offers. One was a kind of entry level but permanent position in the field of manual automation testing, manual and automation testing. And another offer I got.
Wait. How much?
I actually, I don't know because I did not accept that offer. But
okay.
The second one which I have accepted is $25 per hour, which is pretty good, I feel. And it is in the area of mobile testing. And I'm very excited about it because it has got a bright future.
And it is without giving the company name, I would say it is a well-known company.
Yes, it is a very well-known company. In fact, the project that I'm going to be working on is very well-known, so that is going to give me a weightage on my resume.
But why did you consider the permanent job? What was wrong with the first one?
No, there was nothing wrong with the first one. I just thought that maybe, the project that I'm currently going to work on is...
Mm-hmm.
It will give me more weightage on my resume, and
mm-hmm.
it is a very well-known company,
mm-hmm.
so I just prefer that.
Well, in my mind,
mm-hmm.
maybe for the first year or maybe 2 years, it is very much to your advantage to get more projects with
yes.
different companies, and then you will move much faster to the level where you make the difference in software testing. So.
Right.
Some companies are still very good. I mean, it might be permanent position and you can grow, but normally if you want to grow, you have to change a little bit.
Right.
For a while.
Yes. And you had also told us in the class, during the class, that
mm-hmm.
It's better to, go through contract positions initially because
mm-hmm.
it gives you a wide base of
mm-hmm.
knowledge and, of course, a wide base of network. So
your spouse, he's in IT.
Yes.
What did he tell you before you came to the school? Did he tell you don't go there, or did he tell you let's go there? What was his idea of that?
No, his idea was, of course, first reaction was let's go and check out, and
so positive, very positive.
Yeah, it was positive, but both of us met you, and
mm-hmm.
That time itself it clicked to us, yes,
mm-hmm.
this is the place, because
mm-hmm.
first of all, in my 4 years of gap, I had lost a little bit of confidence,
mm-hmm.
and I was scared to go.
I wouldn't say so. When I look at you, I
yeah.
wouldn't say you have lost confidence.
It's like, everybody is scared, but
uh-huh.
someone shows it, someone doesn't, But you gave me that confidence. You told me in the first meeting itself, you will be able to do it in first couple of interviews, and it actually happened. I did it in first couple of interviews.
It was obvious because you possess so much positive energy, you radiate positive energy. I mean, you have to
you.
Be successful, I mean, really. But when you got that and accepted that offer,
yeah.
What did your husband say?
He was very happy. In fact, he wanted to come and meet you personally. He's just waiting for him to get some time. But he was very happy. And it just came out the way we wanted it to came out to be.
I would say Indians have a tendency to
mm-hmm.
come together, husband and wife.
Yes.
Yeah, because they probably feel like they are responsible. So they have to control, I don't know.
Well, maybe that happens majorly because, when we have a gap in career or
mm-hmm.
something, we kind of become a little dependent on them, a
mm-hmm.
little bit low confident, I would
mm-hmm.
say. But then, that, and they feel, we don't know where this girl is going, what place she's going to, and they
so
just want to check out.
You came to the school, you didn't know anybody in the school.
No.
Did you make friends here?
A lot of them, and friends plus networking, I would say, but
mm-hmm.
more than networking, it is friends. All of them, I wouldn't say it's about being in Facebook or being in LinkedIn, more
mm-hmm.
than that. They're in touch with me all the time. I'm in touch with them. They help you out, not only during the class where,
mm-hmm.
You share knowledge, but also after the classes when everybody has got their internships at different companies.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously get to know what is going on in the market, and in case you need any, help in terms of changing your jobs later, it is going to help you.
Yeah, it's a network. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I noticed, which was very exciting for me,
yeah.
sometimes I see former graduates
mm-hmm.
on our parking lot.
Yeah.
And I say, girls, what are you doing here? And I'm not sure how you know each other. I mean,
yeah.
we come from different, batches. And I say, how do you know each other? And then what I found out, they know each other because they met at work.
Yes.
But then they want to go to lunch together, and our parking lot is the place where they meet. So
yes.
everybody knows the place.
Yes.
So it was kind of cool. I think, okay, it's a social place now.
Yes, it is a social place. And there are a lot of other things which I would like to mention strongly here. In your very first class, the introduction class, I would say, mm-hmm. you told us that, guys, no matter what, we are behind you. The school is behind you. And it actually is, you know, I have experienced it.
As long as mm-hmm. we share the goals mm-hmm. and you want to get to something we believe in, mm-hmm. we are 100% behind it. Mm-hmm. What happens sometimes... We have weaknesses inside, you know, sometimes, and yeah. sometimes that weakness, you know, overcomes the strength, and then you come and you say, I need help, I cannot do anything myself, mm-hmm. I want someone to do that for me, you know, that is, you do not feel comfortable, because if you do not do your part, mm-hmm. We cannot do our part, it is not going to work, so you... Well, we do not work with dead bodies. We want you to be active, and you know, the more active and the more goal oriented you are, so the more you get from us. Because now there is a purpose in our life now.
Yeah.
You know, we can do something.
Yes.
Sure. And I would say most of the fun we have is to see you happy and yes. kind of succeeding, and then say, okay, yeah, we have meaningful life. You
know? Yes, that's true, and. Just maybe a slight piece of advice for future students.
Mm-hmm.
Just go for it. Just do whatever teachers tell you to do. Just stick to it 100%. At least try to do so. Study, because it's not a magic pill, of course. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. Study, just do whatever teachers tell you to do, and you will be there. No matter you are from which background, even if you are not from QA, I know my friends from the class, they were musicians before, they are from biotechnology field and maybe some other fields, but right now they're all working, you know. They're
from my experience, musicians
yeah.
and biotechnology field, they are very successful backgrounds.
Yes.
I don't know what makes musicians that much successful, but I've seen lots of musicians in development.
Yes.
Very successful. So music is a very good background. And yes. biotechnology is an amazing background. We have lots of companies which are in the biotechnology field, and they need testers
yes.
with biotechnology background. Oh, absolutely. Those are two very good backgrounds.
Yeah. But, you know, initially, my friends from some other backgrounds, they used to feel, oh my God, we are not from IT and we are not from QA. And how will it happen? But no, it happens.
My another observation is people who are not naturally coming from technology background,
mm-hmm.
they will be
mm-hmm.
in management position sooner
oh.
because they naturally tend to be interested in higher level things.
Yes.
Collaboration, communication, setting the goals, mm-hmm. Timelines, schedules. Kind of organizational things, and they become very good managers literally in a couple of years. So, because they naturally feel themselves doing better in that area, and other people see that in them.
True.
And yeah, so I would say QA is a miraculous thing.
Yes.
And I teach online class.
Yes.
And in Silicon Valley, I would say most of the people are pretty much aware of existence of QA.
Yes.
If you go outside of Silicon Valley, it's like terra incognita. Nobody knows, you know, there is a QA. Nobody mm-hmm. knows what it is. Nobody knows they can really apply. And I remember one gentleman in Minnesota. He worked in technical support.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 2 years, he couldn't get a job again. And he came to us, and he just didn't realize
mm-hmm.
there are QA jobs around. In my mind, he would get QA job just by applying for it. But he didn't apply. He said, I don't know what it is. Why should I apply for something I have no idea about?
Yeah.
And his very first job in Minnesota was like $35 per hour after the online class. So what I'm saying, we are kind of helping the world, you know,
right.
to have open eyes and to see something, the opportunity which is just next to them.
Right.
When we hear things like, you know, right time, is it right time, is it right place, is it right person,
mm-hmm.
wherever you are in US, that is my opinion, wherever you are in US is the right time and the right place, and you still have to be the right person, but if you look around, there is someone around you just striking gold.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, but you have to recognize that and say, yes, it is there, it's here, and QA is one of the gold striking opportunities, I think, if you are educated or, you know, and or intelligent and you like to do intellectual work,
yeah,
creative work, yes.
Yes.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I just personally want to thank one more time each and everyone, all the teachers at Portnov, Mr. Portnov himself, Alina and Sophia, of course, last but not the least. So, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, everyone.